Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, universe. This is MJ Ricardio, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood. We're still celebrating our season 9 finale of Blog Talk with MJ Ricardio, and this is a very, very special episode because this is a New Year's episode. So we have guests. Such as we have a one-on-one interview with a new Miss Universe 2018, Catriona Gray, Steve Harvey, the host of Miss Universe, and as well as the backstage host, which is Ashley Graham, as well as our special guest for Blog Talk Wellness, Dr. Tess, America's favorite dermatologist. So don't go away. Our episode will start very soon.
Hi, MJ. Yes, I am.
Yes.
Season 9.
Yeah, and I want to take this opportunity to thank you, to actually congratulate you for you were included in 75 Most Influential Filipino Americans of 2018.
Thank you so much. I'm very humbled, obviously. It's really incredible. Many of those on the list are my dear friends and patients, and
yes.
I'm really happy to be included in the list of amazing, inspiring people.
Definitely. I believe at one point you were number one.
Yes. I don't know if I deserved that, but it was cool. My mom and dad enjoyed that.
Yeah, definitely. And you really inspire a lot of people. It's not just here with the Filipino-American community, of course, in Hollywood as well, in American society at large. And yeah, it's been a while. The last time we've seen each other was like 3 years ago. I had my time machine procedure. And oh boy, I get a lot of compliments from red carpet to, one-on-one interviews with, celebrities. And I thank you for... you're such a blessing to me, Dr. Tess.
Well, I mean, the time machine procedure is the secret to many celebrities.
Yes.
Looking young, looking natural. It is the most advanced way we can turn back the hands of time, and is a permanent reset on the aging process of our skin. And I'm proud to say that I've invented this protocol, and this is also my... I just turned 47.
No way, get out of here.
Yes.
Get out of here. You're like
47. Yes.
No way.
And we just celebrated our 20th wedding anniversary in March, and I actually wore my same wedding gown, and I took a photo with our wedding picture, and I think many people said that I'm better and younger now. So
Wow. That's
the sign that technology, really works.
Yes, wow, that's pretty good, Dr. Tess. And as well, I just turned 40, and a lot of people, they thought I'm only like my late 20s.
Yes, and you can look like you're in your late 20s forever. So now we have this,
I know.
What we call the game, where essentially we are utilizing, inside and out technology, good nutrition, good mindset. It's really like a holistic approach where we are no longer accepting our genetic tendency to get old, to, deteriorate, but instead we can be our best at any age.
Yeah, and talk about, that's well said, Dr. Tess, talk about Paula Abdul. How did you meet her? And she's looking stunning right now.
Well, I was invited by Marla Maples, who is Donald Trump's
wife. Oh, my bad.
Yes. She's my patient. She loves the time machine procedure. We're looking good as well, but she was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
She invited me during the season, a premiere, and I happened to do mutual friends of Marla and Paula.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Marla's dermatologist. I said, yes, that's me. And so she congratulated me for doing such a good job on Marla and said, Paula Abdul has been wondering who is Marla. personal assistant. We almost didn't believe it. And then one day, at our Beverly Hills office, there she was, Paula Abdul, walking into our office.
That's amazing.
And we hit it off. And we've been really, really great, close friends since. And that's almost, again, also like over 2 years ago. And she just is finishing her U.S. concert tour.
Yes.
And she looks...
Yes.
Old, and, you know, people who watch her and my friends, because I celebrated my 47th birthday. Her concert happened to be in San Diego.
Wow, and lucky so you.
Yes, I brought 100 of my friends to
no way. That's awesome.
And they all were like, wow, bravo, Tess. She looks incredible. And so that's
wow,
the story.
That's pretty good. And you know what? I just saw your husband's story. It's really inspiring, talk about that delightfully, what he's gone through.
Yeah, so you know, my husband and I guess that we just celebrated our 20th wedding anniversary. We met at Stanford Medical School of Class. Mm-hmm. Had a daughter there, and about 8 years ago he was diagnosed with a brain tumor.
Yes.
And really devastating. Physically, mentally, he wasn't able to do his work anymore, and he went from, you know, the year to someone who had difficulties doing his daily through the recovery process. You know, he took chemotherapy, he's still on low dose chemotherapy now. You're able to shrink the tumor. You researched everything. You have both as doctors.
Mm-hmm.
He has a degree from Yale in molecular biophysics and biochemistry. He's an anesthesiologist who's
wow.
an expert in brain function.
Wow.
And I also graduated summa cum laude with a degree in biochemistry, and I did a lot of research in dementia at Stanford. And so I think, you know, I think this was God's plan that we go through this very, very difficult times in our lives and then utilize our expertise to find ways to brain function and bring him back. And we were able to do that through nutrition, and we were able to research ingredients that basically can optimize sleep, optimize focus, mental clarity, and then also restoration and repair of the brain. And that's all together our Lively nutritional supplements. And James and I co-founded it along with two very, very successful, well-respected entrepreneurs here in San Diego. It's doing really well. It's helping so many people. And we feel that, you know, it's God's plan.
Wow, that's amazing. And where can they find it? Is it in lively.com, right?
Yeah, so Lively, it's lively.com. And it's also available at any of our M-Beauty clinics, so you can go in and pick it up. It's also available on our online store, shopdrtess.com. And like I said, it's helping a lot of people, especially with sleep. So many people have real difficulty sleeping. Sleep is so important in all aspects of our health and our beauty and our longevity. And so we're just so happy to be able to offer people natural solutions to that. And
wow.
This is really part of why we also, you know, at 47, doing everything that I'm doing as a doctor, entrepreneur, a mom, a wife.
Yeah,
I'm
oh my gosh. And you know what? I know, and you are a reality star now. Talk about the new show. Talk about
yes,
the
I'm
yes.
About it.
Yes.
I had the Dr. Tess show on GMA Pinoy TV. We had 7 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Been on TV now for like the last 5 years. And then GMA Pinoy TV wanted a deeper dive into my family because
yes.
we have a really cool story. We immigrated to the United States in 1984.
I know,
many
I love that.
Of the viewers, yeah, many of the viewers can relate to it. And we all worked together at M Beauty Clinic, all 4 siblings. And so they said, let's do a reality show. This, it's called called All in the Family with Dr. Tess on GMA Pinoy TV every Saturday. And it's the first reality show for GMA Pinoy TV. And so we're incredibly honored.
Wow, that's awesome.
Featured. Yeah, and we just actually got approved for our second season.
Oh, so I gotta really visit you then, so I want to be featured in that.
Exactly. The director is Director Arjun Alba. Yeah, who
yes.
else is, you know, my Dr. Tess show. And so we're very happy. It is connecting with all of the generations, you know. So you have the Lolas, you have moms like me, the young kids, the millennials, and then the young kids get approached all the time of young people who come up to me and say, I want to be a doctor just like you, Dr. Tess. And they've been watching the Lolas and...
That's pretty good. That's great because you can connect nowadays with millennials and they wanted to know who's really inspiring our community and, of course, in the American society at large. And wow, it's amazing, Dr. Tess. Congrats with the second season of the reality show. And, of course, I wanted to thank you because you're going to be part of my journey in Miss Universe. So prepping for Miss Universe. So I guess our listeners are going to watch out for that. Yes, definitely.
I treat a lot of beauty queens.
Yes.
And you know, there are incredible technologies and incredible ways to really get their best body, best skin. You know. Right before the pageant, and so
absolutely.
There's so much new technology and knowledge in, you know, in physical training, personal training, nutrition, and obviously all of the different technologies that are applied on the skin, you know, to really make people look their best.
Yeah.
And beauty can look their best. It's a lot of pressure.
I know, and I already started the MJ's watch party, so. We're going to put out those link and find out more about the candidates. And actually, prior to the preliminary or during preliminaries competition, I'm going to put out my prediction or my favorite. So watch out for that.
Yeah, so it's Philippines
Catriona. Yeah, she's smoking hot and, you know, looking forward to see her in person and also... We got South Africa, we got Puerto Rico and Colombia. Those are like the hottest that I can see it at this point.
Right. Well, I was actually at I was in Las Vegas when the Philippines won Miss Universe.
Wow, that this is with the awards wrap.
Miss Universe that I watched. Person.
Yes.
Yes. And, you know, when they mistakenly announced.
Yeah, that's like controversial.
Columbia,
yes.
So I was there in person throughout that drama.
Yes. Wow. It's amazing journey for B Awards back. I got to meet her twice. But it's amazing. And. Any other things that you want to talk about? Any upcoming projects aside from your reality show, Dr. Tess?
Yes, we're actually, you know, one of the two new fields in medicine that I am so incredibly honored to help pioneer is women's intimate health. And this is really, you know, working on helping women feel confident, you know, as they get older, as they reach menopause. We're talking about, like, you know, vaginal rejuvenation, treatment for incontinence, treatment for all of these problems that women encounter through silently. And we're now able to use patients' own growth factors and even stem cells to rejuvenate all those areas. And we're also pioneering regenerative medicine and regenerative stem cell therapy to treat people with chronic knee pain, arthritis, and all that. So
yes, doctor, that's amazing. You're such an innovator.
It's incredible because what we found out is that, you know, I've been doing liposuction since the beginning of my career, and we've found out over the last 10 years that fat is a rich source of our stem cells, and our blood is a rich source of growth factors. And as you know, with the time machine procedure, we use the platelet-rich plasma from blood, right? And so it's incredible that the fountain of youth is within us, and we now have figured out ways to unleash it, harvest it, and use it. So it's
amazing.
The future of medicine, and I'm M-Beauty Clinic is right in the, you know, front of it.
That's amazing, and I know I heard that you just opened up your Beverly Hills location. Congrats.
Thank you. So you visited, you didn't even visit me in my Brighton.
Not yet.
And
I just got, yes.
We are on Rodeo Drive.
Yes, next time.
Away from the Chanel store.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, so.
On North Rodeo Drive in the Rodeo Collection. We just moved in, and sometime in the new year, we'll have our grand opening party. But yeah, you know what's cool about the Rodeo Drive office is you get the ambiance.
Definitely.
Rodeo Drive, but the price is the same as any of our clinics. Like you visited me in our Chula Vista or San Diego office.
That's amazing.
And the benefits of Rodeo Drive. So I want to treat our patients to that treatment, to that ambiance, because they deserve it, but they're not getting a premium.
Wow, that's absolutely nice. It will be a treat for them this holidays.
Totally, oh my god.
Definitely.
So Rodeo Drive is, you're in LA right now, that whole Beverly Hills area is so beautiful. So I will be there December 15th, which is next Saturday. So
yeah, next week, yes.
Come visit me, yeah.
And definitely we will share that video at my timeline and the official Blog Talk website as well. So everyone can see it.
Perfect.
Yes.
I'm very excited about it. It's a beautiful 3,000 square foot location. It's a beautiful place. It's central to, you know, the world famous Rodeo Drive. And like I said, you get that ambiance, you get the beauty, you get the treatment without paying a price.
I know, you're
what else did you want?
You're unstoppable, Dr. Tess. You're amazing. You're such an inspiration to all the women around the world.
Thank you. I mean, I think all of us have gifts. You know, God has given all of us gifts. We have to figure out what that is, and we have to figure out how we can use our gifts to make this world a better place. So that's really how I live my life.
That's
give
amazing.
Blessings to someone every day.
Yeah, thank you so much for your precious time, Dr. Tess. It's always been a great pleasure to talk to you, even just for...
It's my pleasure, MJ. I can't wait to see you again and do your next time machine procedure.
Absolutely, and don't go away. Stay on the other line.
America's favorite dermatologist, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood.
Guys, you just heard Dr. Tess, America's favorite dermatologist, and she is indeed inspiration to all the women around the world. So stick around, don't go away, we'll be right back. This segment is brought to you by M Beauty Clinic by Dr. Tess, America's favorite dermatologist. Visit their website, mbeautyclinic.com. Once again, that's mbeautyclinic.com. Guys, we are back. Yes, this is an exciting episode. This is a New Year's episode and celebrating our season 9 finale of Blog Talk. And our segment, it is called Blog Talk Hollywood. And I'm so happy to tell you that we are going to play the exclusive clip of Steve Harvey, the host of Miss Universe. Let's play that clip right now.
You're with Blog Talk. So how is it with Blog Talk? So how does it feel to, like, you know, host Miss Universe for the fourth year in a row?
I mean, you know, obviously it's something I enjoy doing. So when I say it's a good message, I'm sure Tom's going to ask me to come back. I feel really nice. opened your first time in Bangkok. Much bigger than you.
So you are the most famous host of Miss Universe. And so, how does it feel to work together one more time?
He's the best.
He's the best.
He's a good mentor. So, what do you do, Tano? What are you gonna get a lot of sleep?
Do you sleep? No, man, it's so hot. I came from LA.
I came from Brooklyn.
So, 12 hours.
Yes.
I'm 15 hours.
Oh, no, that's just crazy.
So, I've been up all night. I don't know what time it is. I'm very confused.
Have you tasted any Thai food?
Yesterday. What did I have? Pad Thai. With chicken and beef. But I had gluten free.
Wow.
I'm not going to eat gluten free no more. Yeah, I'm regular. I'm going to a Pad Thai restaurant tonight.
See, it's your focus. It's going to be years. Yeah. For realistic vision. How do you feel?
I'll see you on stage.
Now you just heard Steve Harvey, the host of Miss Universe. He said he will host Miss Universe as long as they will ask him to do it. So that is the exclusive clip from Steve Harvey. And after the break, we are going to play the interview of Ashley Graham, another host of backstage shows of Miss Universe. We'll be right back.
Hi, Ashley. So how's it like hosting for Miss Universe?
Oh my gosh, I love hosting Miss Universe. Well, I'm not hosting, I'll let Steve host.
Yes.
Backstage correspondent, talking to all the girls, finding out how nervous they are, how excited they are, what their preparation has been like. So very exciting. Well, I haven't gotten to meet all the girls yet, but this morning I got to knock on some of the doors and I met this Thailand, and she's so beautiful, and she's so cool. I also got to meet the British Mayor, Great Britain, British Virgin Islands. So I've only got to meet a few girls, but so at least I have that in the back of my mind, and I know walking in that we've got three firsts for this 2018. We have first trans from Spain, we have first indigenous from Panama, and we have the first African American from Great Britain. And I am so happy to be here celebrating all the firsts. It is my third year. Well, I'm just proud that and honored that this universe has me back.
Now you just heard the exclusive interview of Ashley Graham, the backstage host of Miss Universe. So she's really, really happy to co-host Steve Harvey one more time, and she's really happy to there's a lot of firsts with this Miss Universe 2018. So we'll post a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This program is brought to you by O Skin Care. Visit their website, oskinmedspa.com. oskinmedspa.com. This segment is brought to you by M Beauty Clinic by Dr. Taz. Visit their website, mbeautyclinic.com. mbeautyclinic.com by Dr. Tess, America's favorite dermatologist. Guys, we are back. As I promised, we have the exclusive interview of Catriona Gray, Miss Universe of 2018. We will play that exclusive clip right now.
Very popular, and I cannot wait to talk to her. Well, what does it mean to you to represent the whole entire Philippines?
It's such an honor. Like, wow. To imagine step out on stage and feel the weight of a country behind me. It's something that, you know, I don't think I'll like get to experience again in life, and so I'm just soaking in every moment.
So if you will become the Miss Universe, what are you going to do with that title?
Oh, I hope I can do more than what is expected of me, which is what I've exactly tried to do in my reign as Mini Mini Universe in the Philippines. And I really like to put my creativity into it, you know, and try and think of ways how I can reach more people, how I can cross language barriers, how I can showcase culture, how I can open up people's hearts. And I really think it's about being relatable. It's about showing people how passionate and how much you feel for a cause, and that will show them and all hopefully open up their heart too. So I really am passionate about education, about helping kids and impoverished areas have access to education so that they can cultivate a lovely learning at a younger age, and academic career, and allow them to find work eventually and lift their families out of poverty.
So in three words, describe Miss Philippines.
Miss Philippines, she's creative, she's authentic, and she's passionate.
Awesome. So what's next for you?
I'm just going to give my all in finals night, really? It's 3
Definitely.
Days away. Oh my God.
Yeah, so I mean, the whole entire Philippines is rooting for you.
I know, and I really feel love. I feel so, so blessed to be a candidate. I'm so supported, and I really couldn't do what I do without that support.
Well, one last question. What is your unforgettable moment here in Bangkok, Thailand?
I think it would have to be prelims last night. And just, you know, when you're a little girl and you grow up and you watch Miss Universe, or you see it on your computer screen and you're like, wow, look at that. And then last night when we were watching the feeds of the girls, like the camera feed backstage, I was like, oh my gosh, we're at Miss Universe. We're in Thailand.
Yes.
We're doing prelim. And like, you know, it's just, when we were doing it, it never hit me. And then in the middle of it, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm at Miss Universe, you know? It was just, wow, and the stage was exquisite. Like, the graphics and everything, the lights, and everyone just looked gorgeous, and everyone was glowing, and it was just like, wow, I'm a part of these amazing women, I'm a part of this amazing organization. Wow, yeah.
Top Kong Ka.
There you have it, you guys. You just heard Catriona Gray, the new Miss Universe, with our one-on-one interview during the Miss Universe Press Junket in Bangkok, Thailand. Well, let's go ahead and thank our friends, our sponsors, O Skin Care and Beauty Clinic by Dr. Tez, Jonah Blanza, Stardust Travel and Tour, Bluebeard Plus Phil, Ranches Optical, Kubu Barong, and of course, Southern Exposure for My Hair, and as well as Alan Apolto Hair Design. Want to shout out to Lady D, the Ricardio and Ranches family, and Garcia family. And shout out to our friend Cedric, Miss Apostol, and as well as I would like to thank our friend at Silver Spoon for giving us the opportunity to do our podcast located here in Ordaneta, Pangasinan. And yep, Happy New Year to everyone. I hope you guys are having a great new year. And yes, you could share our podcast. You could find us on iTunes and Spotify and 7 other platforms. You could also add us up in our social media account at Blog Talk and MJ Ricardio, as well as you could find us at Instagram, MJ Ricardio the blogger, as well as Public Figure on Facebook. And that is it for now. Thank you so much for this opportunity celebrating our season 9 finale, and watch out for our season 10 kickoff episode. I am signing off. This is MJ Ricardio, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood.